When George Terrazas was mugged at gunpoint in the Mexican border city of Ciudad Juarez several months ago, he vowed never to return. That, however, was before gasoline hit $4 a gallon in his hometown, El Paso, just across the border. On Saturday, Mr. Terrazas was back in Ciudad Juarez, wooed by its irresistibly low gasoline, around $2.66 a gallon. And while there, he picked up some six-packs of Tecate beer and fruit, and even visited an orthodontist. In all, he saved $200. The border, he said, flashing a mouthful of braces, is our advantage. Mr. Terrazas is among a flow of American gas tourists who account for a 50% surge in gasoline sales at Mexican service stations over the last several months. Even the Mexico Tourism Board is promoting the journey across the border. Many South Texans are buying all the fuel they can south of the border. One Texan in the trucking industry said he saved $12,000 a month by fueling his four-truck fleet in Mexico. The low gasoline and diesel prices that draw Americans here are a result of subsidies provided by the Mexican government to curb inflation and make fuel affordable to the poor. The moment may not last. Experts question how long the government can continue providing gasoline subsidies, which will amount to more than $20 billion this year. For gas station attendants in Mexico, who earn $100 a week, the surge in sales has meant extra money to tuck into the pockets of their olive-green overalls. To tip attendants is the custom here, and one of them, flashing a brick-sized wad of pesos and dollars, said, "Americans tip better.